The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be Maseches Shabbos on Daf Nun Hey, Perik Mebehema. The Gemara, towards the bottom of Amud Aleph, Zokt, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Choismoi Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. Hashem's signature is truth. In today's shiur, we'll discuss all the intricacies and common questions that are asked with when is a person allowed to lie, and when is it in fact maybe a mitzvah for him to lie. We'll enumerate in today's shiur 5 conditions in which the poskim say are prerequisites for the heter to lie b'pnei Hashalom. So let's begin. The Gemara on Yevamis on Daf Samach Hey Amid Beis says Mutter la'adam l'shanois b'pnei Hashalom. A person is allowed to lie if his lie will cause peace amongst people and amongst him and the Creator. How does the Gemara know that you're allowed to lie if you will increase shalom? Gemara brings a raya from Sarah Imenu. Sarah was telling over that she felt that she cannot give birth because she and her husband are old. However, when the Malachim said over what Sarah said to Avram, they changed and lied and only said, Ha'af umnam eled banizakanti. The Malachim said that Sarah did not speak badly about Avram. So we see the Malachim lied. So the Gemara asks, how are Malachim allowed to lie? So the Gemara says, it's teaching us a tremendous lesson that you're allowed to lie if your lie will induce shalom. This Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says, not only is shalom a heter for saying sheker, but shalom is also maybe a mitzvah and a choiva to lie if your lie will induce shalom. Because after all, there's a mitzvah to make shalom ben ish le'ishtoi, ben ish le'chaveroi. And if there's a heter to say sheker in order to bring shalom, so now it's a mitzvah. And so too, Paskins, the Chavetz Chaim, and Hilkas Ruchilis, Klal Aleph, Sifkot, and Yudalid, that it's a mitzvah and a choiva to lie if your lie will induce shalom. So too, the Ben Ishchai says so, Pashish Shoiftim. So we see that some poskim and most poskim say that it's a mitzvah to lie. Despite the fact there is an Isser in the Torah, Midvash Echa Tirchak, however, if there is a matziv that your lie will induce shalom, there's a mitzvah to say a lie. Now, I'd like to talk about why is it mutter? Before we get to the 5 conditions of saying a lie for shalom, why is it mutter to lie? What's the reason behind it? So the Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishle on Pus and Perik Yud, Pusik Lamed Beis, the Rabbeinu Yoina says that it's impossible to make Shalom ben Adam L'Chaveroi without lying. Since it's a mitzvah to bring Shalom ben Adam L'Chaveroi, so that's impossible, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, without lying. So in fact, we have in the Torah a seemingly contradiction. On one hand it says, do not lie. On one hand it says, bring peace between you and your fellow. Well, says the Rabbeinu Yoina and Mishle over there, that's impossible to do without lying. So it must be there's a heter intrinsic in the Torah to lie. That's what the Rabbeinu Yoina says over there, Mishle, Perik Yud, Pasuk, Lamed Beis. Now, let's go on with the conditions of when you're allowed to lie and not. Now, the first condition in the heter of Sheker, we will bring from the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a nice story of there in Yevamos, and I'm sure you'll enjoy hearing the story. The Gemara says that Rav's wife made a mistake in cooking. Rav used to ask her for lentils, and she would give him beans for dinner. If he would ask for beans, she would serve him lentils. So Rav and his wife, there's really a shalom bias, quote-unquote, problem, that his wife would always serve him different than what he asked. Now, the Gemara doesn't say that was a mistake, or she did it intentionally, we don't know. But she did mistakenly serve him the wrong food. We know Rav's son was Rav Chia, Breda Rav, brought a lot in the Bavli. So Rav Chiya, when he got older, he said, listen, I want to make peace between my parents. And the Gemara says over there in Samach Gimel and Yevamos that what Rav Chiya used to do is that when his father asked for lentils, he would go to his mom and say, Mom, Dad wants beans. And then she would make him lentils. And it would make his father happy. So basically, since Rav's wife always changed from beans to lentils, what he asked for, so Rav Chiya would lie and go ahead to his mother and say the opposite in order for his father to get what he wanted. And the Gemara goes on and says that Rav noticed this and was very praising his wife and was happy that his wife did that. Rav Chiya told him, Dad, you should know, I'm a smart Talmud Chacham. The reason that you're getting what you want is because I've been lying to Mom, and when you ask for lentils, I've been asking for beans and vice versa. So Rav Chiya goes back and he tells his son, you should not be doing that. He rebuked his son for lying. He said, At lo yisavid hachi, you should not do so. Shenamar limdu shoinam sheker, devar sheker, you should not learn your mouth to say sheker. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Limdu l'shoinam devar sheker. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't teach yourself, accustom yourself to lying. So that's what the Gemara says, and therefore it seems to be Rav Chiya was wrong in lying to bring peace between his parents. The Yam Shel Shlomo, over there in Yevamos and Samach Gimel, we'll ask the following question. We know from the Gemara we're learning now in Yevamos and Daf Samach Hei that it is permitted to lie when it comes to bringing peace. Benon l'chaver and surely benon l'ishtoi. So why was Rav Machbid on Rav Chiya not to lie? And the Yam Shel Shlomo says a tremendous heter, a condition of the heter of the sheker is that it cannot be beregilos. You cannot accustom yourself to doing so. You could only do it ba'achrai. You could only do it, says the Yam Shel Shlomo, temporarily. Meaning, we're seeing a tremendous caveat in the heter from lying. I mean, you're allowed to lie to bring peace, granted, but if you're doing this on a constant basis, then it's usser. And the post can bring down Alocha L'maisa, this Yam Shel Shlomo, the Rav Chaim Palgi brings it down in his Sefer. And so says the Chofetz Chaim, and Simon Yutes, Ois Yudalid, brings this Yam Shel Shlomo and says, that you should not do this on a regular basis. Now, the reason you can't do it on a regular basis, the Sefer Niv Sofosayim says, is because a person who lies for Shalom on a regular basis, granted he has a heter, but he might come to lie even when he does not have a heter. Meaning, it's a gezeirah. Theoretically, it's mutter to lie to bring shalom, even on a permanent basis. However, if by doing so you are going to accustom yourself and lie, even in a scenario where you do not have a heter, so that you shouldn't do. That's a gezeira. So that's the Yam Shel Shlomo, and that's halacha lemaisa. You can't do it b'derech kivias. That's the first condition in lying b'pnei shalom. The second condition is the post can bring down, say for Nivs Vosayim, brings down from a Menorahs HaMa'or. The Menorahs HaMa'or says on an Ner Aleph, Klal Aleph, he says that the heter to lie is only for Talmidei Chachamim. Only for scholars is it mutter to lie. So too, says the Sefer Titen Emes Liakov, B'Shem Derech Amunah Lahagoyin Rev Shral Davek HaKoyin. And he says that the heter is only for someone who is not only learned, but also you have to be old. You have to be gadol b'shanim, someone who's huchzak al davar emes, someone who has a chazaka that always really tells the truth. So he's basically a person who's older, learned, a person who for sure won't get strayed in his hashkafa. Then we have a heter to lie. However, says the Sefer Titen Emes Liakov, that a person who's under the age of 40 should not lie even because of shalom. Unbelievable. Meaning all the listeners out there who are under the age of 40 should not lie even b'pnei shalom. And so too could be seen in the Sefer Ben Paris Yosef Pashas Vayetze, that if you're under the age of 40, you should not use the heter to lie mipnei hashalom. So we see that, again, this is this condition of being a Talmud Chacham, being older, not over 40, is in sequence with the first Tanai, that you can't do it on a constant basis, because the reason these two conditions, that you can't do it on a constant basis and you have to be learned and older, is basically teaching us that we're worried. We are concerned you might come sheker and become a sheker type of person and ruin your whole anskeit, so to say, if you will, in Yiddishkeit. And therefore, you have to be someone who's muchzik la'emes, or you have to be someone who doesn't say it on a constant basis. Okay, the third condition to say sheker is that if it's e'efsher b'inyan acher, that means that the sheker that's being said is impossible to say anything else that will bring shalom except for the sheker. Okay? And so too can be seen in the Shlo, the Seches Sukkah, Ner Mitzvah Nun Hei, the Chavetz Chaim says so in Hilchos Rechilas Klal, Aleph, Sifches. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky actually in Maseches Kusim says a person has to be matriach himself to a tremendous extent before he could utilize the heter of saying sheker to bring shalom. Meaning, if he has no option, he tried his best, if it's all the money he could spend in any way out of it, and his last resort, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is sheker, then it's mutter. That's what Chaim Kanievsky paskins in his sefer Maseches Kusim. A fourth condition of the heter, to say sheker mipnei shalom, can be seen in the Shari Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Yoina, Shar Gimel, Os Kuf Pei Hei. He says over there, the Rabbeinu Yoina, that even though it's mutter to say sheker mipnei shalom, but if your sheker will cause any hefsid mamon, then the sheker is also. Meaning, you're saying sheker in order to facilitate a business deal, you're saying sheker in order also to bring shalom, but you're making a hefsid. Hefsid is never mutter to say sheker if there is any hefsid at all. As a zok, the Rabbeinu Yoina. A fifth condition, heter, to say sheker, is seen in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Simon Kuf Nun Vav, which is a beautiful piece to read about sheker and emes. He says the only time, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you have a heter to say sheker. Again, you have all these conditions. Let's repeat and reiterate to ingrain in ourselves when we have a heter. Number one, it has to be ba'akrai temporarily. Number two, it has to be that you're older and learned. Number three, it has to be that you have no other way out. And number four, there could be no hefsid money. And the final and last heter number five, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, based on the Sefer Hasidim, that's only mutter to lie if it's not involving a davar ha'asid. If you're lying about a future endeavor, you're saying this will be thusly, and I'm lying about the future, I'll say, you know what, I promise you your wife will be a great person. I promise you I will be involved with your shalom bias if you go back there. I promise if you marry my daughter, I will support you. And you have no money. And in the future, you won't be able to give that. Even though, maybe you might meet all the other conditions. If it's a davar ha'asid, I promise you, I'll help you out more. All these type of promises is asir. Why? So we look in the Sefer Marsham. He says in Chelek Zayin, Sifkud Nun Vav, that the reason it's only mutter, according to Sefer Hasidim, if it's not in the future, is because if you're saying a lie with something in the future, your lie will be held on to for a long period because it has something to do with the future. If it has to do with the past, you're saying something that happened, then it's over and done. But a lie that has to do with the future, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Siman Kufnei Vav, that is something that you're holding on to. It's pretty similar to the first condition. It's like betamidus. It's not bakrai. It's something that's going to have something to do with the future. Okay, so those five conditions always have to be met when we lie for shalom and utilizing this heter, the Gemara Nivam, is based on a pasuk with Sarah Imenu. Now, I want to talk about some common scenarios in which the heter to lie could be utilized. The first scenario I want to say is brought by going to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and say for Shalmei Moed, Perik Tzadik Vav. Someone asked Rav Shlomo Zalman that, say someone knocks on my door and they want to see me, and I do not want to answer the door, I do not want to talk to them right now, I'm busy, or I don't just dislike them. Again, another question, someone calls the house, and you tell your wife, could you please say I'm not home? Are you allowed to lie and say someone isn't home? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says in such a scenario, you are allowed to lie, and it is mutter. And he says so because a person is not muchrach, says Shlomo Zalman, to say what if someone is in the house. If someone asks, am I home? The person they're asking doesn't have to answer. He can refuse to. And since he doesn't have to answer and tell the truth, therefore lying is mutter. Not only is that a reason why this is mutter, but Shlomo Zalman adds that also there's a darkei sholem consideration involved. Because by saying that the person is not home, you are making the person who's not home like the other person, because if he would answer, he'd get mad at him. And in fact, what you're doing is bringing darkei sholem between two people. So that lie is mutter. Now, there's a big, big condition in this lie to say you're not home, you're not here to answer the phone. The Sefer Nivsvosayim in Soif Klal Gimel says that's only if you don't do it in a constant basis. Right? It can't be you're a rabbi and you're a known posik. People call a lot, tell the wife, say I'm not home because I don't want to talk to anyone. It's not right. Also, he says you should not tell your children to say you're not home. You should not tell your children when they answer the phone, say I'm not available when really you are. Because you're mechanicking your children in the wrong way. Even though, I think, maybe you could argue and say, no, you're mechanicking them good, because in essence, you're teaching them to bring Shalom's mutter. But says in Sefer Nivsvosayim that at the end of the day, they're not going to understand this, and you're actually mechanicking them to lie. Another common scenario, someone once asked a stipler, and this could also be seen in Sefer Shalmi Moed, Perik Tzadik Vov, someone has a stipler that he has quite a lot of money in the bank, and he has no problem lending money to many people. But this one person, Moshe, we'll call him, wants a halva from him, and he knows that Moshe will not pay back. Moshe has a bad reputation, and, you know, I don't really want to lend the money to Moshe. So Moshe asks for the money. Should I tell him, I don't want to lend or borrow the money from you? Should I lie? And should I say, I don't have the money? Or should I tell the truth and say, I don't want to lend him the money? So this diaper, I'm allowed to tell him that I don't have any money. I don't have money, even though you have a lot of money. Why, says this diaper? Because also, by telling him you don't want to lend to him because he's a bad person, that would be anti-shalom. Also, this diaper adds that it's not in fact lying, because you don't have for him. So when you say you don't have, what you really mean is you don't have, is that not that you don't have at all, but you say you don't have for him. So really you should say, I don't have. That's the best way of getting around it. But if you have to say, I don't have money at all, then it's also mutter, because basically you're saying you bring the shalom. Now, another interesting question that's brought up by Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Sefer Shalmi Moed over there in Perek Tzadik Vov is a very interesting question. This heter that you're allowed to lie to bring shalom, is it when there's a fight, your lie will bring shalom, or your lie is preventing a fight? But basically, a fight or anti-shalom is hatred. So your lie is facilitating that. Or, says Shlomo Zalman, is the pshat that even when you're not causing a fight, but you're bringing love between two people, you're allowed to lie to bring love between two people? For example, someone asked Shlomo Zalman that we know that a teacher said that parents call a lot and ask about their kids. Now, if I tell them the truth, their kids aren't learning, the parents will be mad at the kids and they'll be fighting in the house. Could I lie to the parents and tell the parents that the kid's learning great in order for the parents to have more love towards the children? Now, of course, if by telling the parents the truth, the parent will mechanech and everything will be better. So we're talking about immature parents who yell and scream at their kids. So over there, the Shlomo Zalman said that he's not sure if that's a heter to lie, because you're not really, you're just making more love between the parents and the children. Over there, there might really not be a heter. We'll conclude today by saying over an interesting halacha from the Sefer Kaf HaChaim in Siman Tov Kuf Samech Hei Sifkan Lamed Vav. And he says over there also another interesting thing. Not only is it mutter to bring shalom, it's also mutter to lie to save yourself from doing an issa. For example, if someone would go over to you, says the Kaf HaChaim, and say, here, drink some wine, and you know the wine's not kosher, you could lie and say, you know what, I'm not a wine drinker. You know what, I'm fasting today, in order to avoid drinking Yayin Nesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.